Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This day. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop in one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome in to Five on the Floor. I guess these are scary hours. That's the first time I've gotten a chance to say that since Terry Rozier has been acquired. We're doing the live show here on the YouTube channel. We'll take your comments if you are with us live. Otherwise, you'll be hearing this on the podcast feed. We recommend that you subscribe to the YouTube channel because you get not just the Heat content, but all of the content in the Five Reasons Sports Network. Also, subscribe to Off the Floor. That's our Discord, $2.99 per month. I'm sure we'll be chatting there after this show is over. The Miami Heat win 107-104. The floor plan. Two players we're going to be focusing on more than any other. Look who played tonight. Look what happened. Jimmy Butler scored 30 points in his return, 20 in the first half. But you know what, Alex, just roll it. Let's get to the gamer of the night.
And now on Five on the Floor, it's time for the gamer of the night, sponsored by Rock Esports Center, the place to eat, drink, and play all day. Host your next birthday party with them. Located at 15305 South Dixie Highway in Palmetto Bay, they've got a 5,500 square foot state-of-the-art center equipped with all the high-end power. Play all day passes available for just $25, but if you mention Five Reasons, it's just $20. So mention Five Reasons or 5RSN. You get to play all day for $20. And now, the gamer of the night.
Well, they needed spacing tonight. Somebody went 5 of 6 from 3. Terry Rozier, 33 minutes, 8 of 16 from the floor, including that 5 of 6 from 3, 24 points. But, and we'll give it away, we'll come up with another play of the night because obviously he's going to be featured in this one. The 4-point play, followed by the three-pointer late in the game. Alex, you've talked about it, and it's Rozier kind of – well, you both talked about it, actually. This is Rozier kind of finding his place. We were talking about this on Playback tonight, that he seems to have, like, one speed. It's all forward. Like, the throttle doesn't really go back. But then sometimes he's not aggressive with it. And this team, as – I know, Brady, you've said this. Alex, you've said it, this team did not acquire him – to be a role guy. Like, they acquired him to be a scorer. And especially with no Tyler Hero, we'll get to the injury report later, but no Tyler Hero, as we know, no Duncan Robinson, no Bam Adebayo tonight. You can't have Rozier taking fewer shots than Patty Mills, which was the case at one point during this game. Alex, he turned it on late, obviously. How significant is this?
It's significant because it wasn't like he had a perfect game or anything, right? He went, I think, 3 of 10 inside the arc. You know, he had a really good scoring game overall when you look at the field goal and you mentioned the threes, and that's what's significant about it. Because and we've talked about this plenty, like we've seen the underrated part of his game coming in was the passing, and he's been pretty consistent there. You know, tonight, and there was a game recently, I don't remember if it was a Sixers game or not, where the assist to turnover ratio wasn't good. You know, it was two and two tonight. It's not, but you know what? Like, that part has been there for this entire time for the most part. What you wanted to see more of was the shooting, and you saw that tonight. He had a couple of early catch and shoots, which you don't typically see with him. He usually, like, is one who I feel kind of needs the, like, kind of those rhythm dribbles after he catches the ball, and he is very much a hooper in that way, right? Like, that's how he kind of develops his rhythm, and, you know, getting those early ones to fall is big. Like, they need him to hit those too. And then the other part of his game that we had been clamoring to see more of, that he was very proficient with in Charlotte, was the pull-up shooting from three. And I felt some of it was a product, you know, not seeing enough of it was a product of maybe the way that they were running those Rozier Bam pick and rolls early on, where, like, I felt it needed to be a little bit higher, because it felt like the option for him to pull up from three wasn't really there a lot of the time. And, you know, him being confident enough to take those shots, right, and not feeling like, you know, he can't take shots that are not, like, right in the flow of the offense, because a lot of times they're not going to be like that. He was acquired to bring that layer of self-creation, right, along with the passing that he's brought in. You know, being able to attack the paint and, you know, and hit those short mid-range shots that he's decent with. Like, the pull-up shooting was a part of it, and I'm glad that we were able to see that. You know, huge play down the stretch and big-time clutch play. I think just this was a big win. This is one of those where it's like, you know, it would have been really, really nice if they would have held on to that tiebreaker with the Sixers and won that game. Would have really helped the standings. Good bounce back win for them, because you keep the Cavs kind of in the third seed and you get closer to getting to the sixth seed, which, you know, in my opinion, should be their goal as of right now. And Terry kind of took them home in that regard.
I mean, Cleveland is the dream matchup to me in the first round. You look at the other teams in the Eastern Conference, and first thing is just get out of the play-in. Like, that, we've talked about that a lot, but they didn't do that tonight because there's still a half game behind Indiana for seven and a half game behind Philadelphia. That loss, excuse me, in Philly in a lot of ways is crushing. But again, still within striking distance of the six. Orlando's three games ahead of them. The Knicks are 3.5 ahead of them, and even one without Ananobi the other night. But again, if Cleveland can settle into that three, the six looks good to me, because I understand there was no Mitchell. I get it. No Mobley, no Strus. So you're talking about three of their top six, Brady. But also on your end, you don't have Bam, you don't have Hero, you don't have Duncan. We could say that's three of your top six. So they were kind of evenly matched tonight. And I just kept saying, okay, if that's the case, Jimmy and Rozier need to outplay Jared Allen and Garland, really. I mean, that's where it was for me. Jared Allen killed them on the boards, but Jimmy and Rozier ultimately outplayed Garland, and that ended up being the difference.
100%. And, I mean, quickly to say about the standings thing, like, I've been saying for a while, I felt like it almost felt weird to say when they were kind of higher in the standings, but I was like, the sixth seed is kind of like their best, like, in terms of matchups and everything, probably their best spot they'd like to be in, just because it's the Cleveland matchup. And look, when you're talking about this Cleveland matchup, once again, definitely a different team we saw tonight. But one of the things that we saw was Jimmy scoring on Cleveland at will. And I think that makes you feel good for a potential playoff series, the stuff that you can do. And they'll probably be in more lineups where he can mismatch Hunt more so when guys like Mitchell and Garland are playing more together and stuff like that. So, 100% in this game, it was came down to Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier kind of being, you know, outplaying Jared Allen and Garland. And for a while there, Jimmy held up his end of the bargain for a while, but it felt like they didn't have that second guy. They didn't really have that second punch. And that's why it was huge to see not only the shot late, because I know we're going to talk about that last shot and also the N1 three, but he did a lot of things in that fourth where he had another big time three earlier in the fourth that was kind of needed. He had kind of the, obviously, the N1 three that kind of swung it when they went down four. If they don't get a bucket on that possession, that game's over with. That, they are not winning that game if they don't score on that possession. So it's more so about the timing of it. And Ethan, we talked about it on playback earlier. We're talking about the shot selection of Rozier and the timing of when his shots come. And it's like, that's when they need him. sometimes he has to look around and say, okay, I was brought here to not just play a role, but like on a night like this, I'm supposed to be Charlotte Terry Rozier. That's what I was brought here to do. And especially when I look around and the team looks a lot like Charlotte, it's like, okay, maybe I should start playing like that. It's like, okay, let me take some of the shots that I was taking. And I've seen him hit a lot of that, the shots that he hit down the stretch. I've seen him do that a lot in Charlotte. Those sidestep rhythm threes. Like sometimes when you see somebody take that shot, you're like, oh, that's a tough shot. That's a bad shot. No, that's a shot Terry is so comfortable with. That's a shot he's more comfortable with probably than a normal spot up. Like he loves those little rhythm, step back, sidestep type shots. And it just feels like they got to just let him take those consistently. And you have to kind of roll with the punches a little bit. And like I said earlier as well, I think there's going to be a point where they eliminate some of those long twos and the weird mid-range shots from him. Like just like they did with Tyler. And Tyler's a really great mid-range. Suppose like, okay, we want to dial those back a little bit. We want to turn a lot of those into threes. That's what they need to do with Terry. They need to turn a lot of those weird little, you know, step inside the three tough mid-ranges into sidestep or step back threes or pull-up threes. But 100%, I thought the comeback from Terry in terms of just like, did not feel like he had a great first half and the ability to kind of withstand that and come back and still play well. And I know we're going to talk a lot about Terry, but I mean, Jimmy was great. Jimmy was great from start to finish, so he deserves credit for the fact that they had the lead in the first place.
Jimmy had four steals. We talk about that all the time. There are certain stats with him that tell you about his engagement. 30 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. I think he only had 1 turnover. Let me check on that. 2 turnovers, plus 10 in the game. Like, you'll take that every time. And I'm just going to say it because, you know, people have been coming at me because I've been saying, like, he's not playing enough. And I don't, again, like to judge someone else's injuries. But there is a different standard to his availability than others because this is the Jimmy Butler build. Like, they feed off of not just his availability, but his energy. There has to be both. Like, we've talked about so many games this year where he played, but he wasn't all there. If you could bottle this Jimmy Butler for this last, like, finishing kick of the season, they have a chance. They have a chance as the other bodies start to come back, okay? They need this from him all the time. Like, he's had enough time now. He's going to end up missing, what, 25 to 28 games this season. And now it's – as long as his body feels good enough to handle it, there can't be a question about his aggression. Like when he plays like this, they feel like they can stay in games. And if you look at this game, they kept pushing ahead to leads and it was his energy pushing them ahead. And then they give back the leads. I said at halftime, they'd end up having a 30 to 35 point second half. That's pretty close to what they had. You knew that there was going to be regression. They were, I think, 6 of 10 from 3 in the first quarter. At 1 of 10 in the second quarter. You were not going to continue to have the spacing that you had or the shooting that you had early in the game when, again, your spacers were basically what? Patty Mills and Caleb Martin? Like, you don't have Robinson. You don't have Hero. You don't have Love. I mean, that's 3 of their primary spacers, okay? I'm not going to put Bam as a spacer yet, but he did make 3s in 4 straight games. And Alex put up the stat, 4 of 26 from 3 after starting 6 for 10. But see, with Jimmy, and he had a 3 in there, with Jimmy, the energy can be consistent. Like, as the 3-point shooting comes and goes, if he's giving you that, they have a chance to shut down Ruds. And to me, that's the biggest thing that he was so good at last season. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor and the 5 Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Dion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly. So I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com
Harrys.com/5. Again, that's Harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Is that they would give up leads. Jimmy would come back. We'd be like waiting for him to come back at the scorer's table. Like, okay, Jimmy's going to settle this thing down. Get them back into their offense. Start hunting the mismatches. I know they don't have both Mobley and Allen. Dean Wade's actually given him some problems at time defensively as well. But tonight, I thought he played a perfect game for what they needed. Perfect, not his best game, but a perfect game for what they needed. And they're going to need that here going forward. And I'm going to continue to call it out because, again, the standard is higher with him than it is with these other guys. I understand people are frustrated that Hero doesn't play. I understand they're frustrated now with Duncan has an injury and others have injuries or Bam misses time. It starts with Jimmy. It starts with Jimmy. And tonight he was great. All right, we're going to do right now the play of the night. I feel like there's a few of them and they all involve one person. But go ahead, Alex.
And now it's time for the Insurance by Lynette Play of the Night, sponsored by InsuranceByLynette.com and A Aggressive Insurance Agency. You can reach out to our friend Lynette at 954-581-8800. That's 954-581-8800 or InsuranceByLynette.com. That's InsuranceByLynette.com with two N's and two T's. Your best play for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, condo insurance, life insurance, or a retirement program. Reach out to Lynette at insurancebylynette.com.
All right, we're going with a 4-point play. Is that do we want to describe what happened there, Alex? I've never seen that before. There were double challenges, right? On the same play. Like Spo saved his challenge for what was he challenging? He was challenging whether or not he had space to land, or did he not end up calling the challenge? Because on the broadcast, Eric said that he was going to.
That's the thing, since that we were on playback, and of course, when I say it, contractually, I have to say playback.tv/5RSN or download the app, watch the game with us there. Again, like that 4-point play was really fun to watch with everybody. But going back to the point, I didn't even realize that Spo, like this whole thing you're describing, I didn't even realize it happened. I just thought it was Bickerstaff challenging, and I get why he did it there. Like that was such a huge play. He's like, even if the odds weren't good, I would take the gamble. I just like, hey, maybe they overturn it and this game changing play doesn't count. But yeah, like we were talking about it there too. Maybe, there was grounds for a flagrant with the way that the NBA calls it, where it's like you can't be in guys' landing space, and it just ended up being the same. But like Terry, you know, like Brady mentioned earlier, that was just, it was too big of a shot to not be the play of the night because they were starved for a bucket. And Terry not only gave you a tough step back three on a good perimeter defender in Isaac Okoro, but did it while getting fouled and hitting the free throw. Like you literally can't ask for anything more than that. And that is, you know, like we were talking about, that's what you've been wanting to see from him. Like that extra level of chaos where it isn't just, you know, him trying to get to the paint and pass out of there. Like I need him to use that third level, and him being a big threat from there on and off ball is like a big part of why you traded a first round pick and, you know, what we thought to be a valuable expiring contract in Lowry. Like you could do a lot with that. And they decided to do it for Terry along with the first. So it's like, that was part of the reason you traded for him. So huge, huge play along with the other ones that Brady mentioned before. Like he, again, didn't have like an amazing night as the game was going early on and then just came back from it. And look, the Heat started 10 of 13 at the rim in the game and 6 of 10 from three. And then went 5 of 12 at the rim and 7 of 26 from 3 after that. So the offense had really fallen off after it had gotten to a really nice start, you know, early on in the game. And the defense wasn't exactly amazing. Like, I thought they did a pretty good job on Garland, and I feel like they do more often than not when they play him. They made it tough on him, but the other guys, like Jared Allen, was doing whatever he wanted out there. You know, Niang really got going there and got better as the game went on. Like, some of these guys were getting to some easy buckets, and the Cavs finished.
But Alex, I'll take, I mean, if you look at the overall numbers without Bam, I'll take it. Like, I mean, they shot what? Their splits were 46-35, right? They score 104 for the game. I mean, without Bam, like we saw earlier this season, like that time that Bam missed, I know one of them was an Indiana game, so they were just running up on down the floor. But to me, the overall numbers defensive were not bad, considering the rebounding issue, which most of Allen's rebounds were actually defensive. 18 of his 20 were defensive, so they didn't really clean up on the offensive board. But I actually think, and we're going to talk about the bigs here in a second, but Alex, I actually thought their defense was pretty good tonight overall.
I thought it was okay. Like, it was good enough to win. I didn't think it was like their brand of strong defense, which is obviously really tough to ask for without Bam, because as we know, it's a big drop off. And look, shout out to Orlando and Thomas. I'm not trying to shade them in any way. They did their job tonight. Like, they stepped in and were passable, and both of those guys have hit threes recently. And it's like, you know, they're giving you interior scoring. So you're glad and you take them being out there and not just taking up space, but actually like scoring down there. Right. But, yeah, the whole point to me was just they played okay defense, and sometimes it wasn't great. And I thought the offense had fallen off after it had started really well, and Terry was what got them through. Jimmy was just kind of the steady one throughout the game, but Terry's extra layer of chaos is what changed everything.
I like you say extra layer of chaos, because that is what it feels like with Terry. It's got to be this kind of controlled chaos with him. There's an unpredictability for him, which I think is good for Miami, because they don't have a lot of that in their offense. Caleb provides some of it, but he didn't tonight. He was 1 of 7 from the floor, 0-4 from three, and we saw that Hitch come back a couple times. I want to get to the bigs though, Brady, because if you look overall, they basically went with three. Jovic essentially played backup five when it mattered, but Bryant 15 minutes, 6 points, 10 rebounds, 9 on the defensive end. Orlando Robinson, I actually thought gave them good minutes tonight. 13 minutes, 3 of 4 from the floor. Ended up with, 8 points and 2 rebounds. And Jovic, when Jovic doesn't think, when he just, and it's just catch and shoot, goes up with it. He had one that was a little trickier, actually. The step back, which he's becoming more proficient at. He can really shoot the ball when he just doesn't think about it. And he ended up with 14 and 6. 4 of 10 from three. Go through those three guys tonight.
Yeah, so I'll say, I mean, number one, Thomas Bryant has been placed in this role for a little bit now, and it feels like he's brought the energy. I mean, he's brought the offensive, like, he's not getting in the way of the offense, I don't feel like. He's rebounded well. I mean, the one problem is going to be the problem that it's always going to be, and it feels like the defense, in terms of the fact that you can get that ball over the top of him pretty easily in pick and rolls. Like, it just is what it is. And this is a team that throws lobs. So we saw that a little bit, but he's brought enough energy. Now you look at another guy that you mentioned, Orlando Robinson. I think a lot of people are kind of looking around and it's like, should this be the guy that's playing behind Bam without Kevin Love? Because he looked pretty good. He looked pretty solid. I thought offensively, in terms of like the way he was bailing them out of some possessions, like there were some ugly possessions where they just gave it to Orlando and he just kind of spun and pivoted and threw in a hook shot or something. It was like, you know, they could use that. That's not the worst thing in the world, but you're kind of picking, it almost feels like you're picking the guy that's in the better rhythm offensively, because they're both going to be pretty, you know, similar defensively in terms of the style they're playing. And, you know, the same thing I just said about Thomas, it's pretty similar because Orlando's not going to be super active and moving around defensively. So, no, credit to Orlando, because we're going to talk about Terry and Jimmy and a lot of these guys that helped down the stretch, but Orlando helped in like real pockets of that first half to get them the original lead. And then as you mentioned with Jovic, he's such an interesting player to talk about, because I like the fact that he's getting the volume up from three. I mean, getting up 10 threes in a game like this when they needed shooting, that's not an easy thing to do for a player like him. That's usually like, it feels like it's hard to tell Jovic to get up a bunch of shots, because he doesn't like doing it. Like, it's just not him. It's not his game. He's so passive. He's such a creator. So to see him play that spot up role and get those shots up and hit 40% of them, you'll take that. And like you said, that one step back thing, when he, that was a perfect example of what you said. Like, that was a perfect example of him not thinking. Like, he just did not think. He's like, okay, I'm gonna get into my shot. I'm going to get into this step back. And that's a tough shot. And I'd say the other thing I would mention with Jovic, you know, we were joking around about it on Playback and talking about it, but he does have these moments of switching on a smaller guys, and he's able to just stay with them and contest well, which a lot of these possessions would probably be fouls in the past. Like, he just was kind of all over the place with that, where now he's kind of doing the side contest. He's kind of staying straight up and down on drives. So you got to like the stuff that you're seeing there. And especially, this is, as much as we talk about when they're fully healthy and talk about lineups, Jovic is better for those lineups. He's better for when they're fully healthy. Like, he doesn't feel like a player to me, Ethan, like Terry. Terry's a player in this game that should do things, that should be really good, where Jovic feels like a system player with a fully healthy roster. So I think he gave what they needed tonight.
See, I think that's what's been so hard here, and I don't think we've focused on this enough. The fact that they've had 33 starting lineups, and now, again, they're starting Patty Mills, who they pulled in off the street because he wasn't playing in Atlanta. Delon Wright, who got some minutes tonight. I thought he actually had some pretty decent minutes even on the offensive end tonight. Is that I think the issue here is that guys are not able to be instinctive because they're always in different roles. Like, it's like you're basically telling guys, if everybody's healthy, okay, Jovic, this is what we need you to do with this group, right? Or even Jaquez or some of the others. And then it's like, okay, all those guys are gone, so now we need you to do more. And I agree that the one guy who's suited to do that is Rozier, because he basically was playing with this kind of roster, like you mentioned, in Charlotte. So it's just like, okay, go back to what you were doing. But the rest of these guys, this whole Heat culture thing is to be selfless, right? To try to fit in, to try to make your best players better. Their best players have not played enough games together this year. So that ends up throwing these guys into different roles. I think we've seen it wear on Jaquez. I think it's created some confusion for Jovic. And I don't know that they're ever going to get healthy. It doesn't seem like it. It seems like three guys go in and three guys go out the whole season. The one guy who it's like with Caleb, it's just they just tell him to like run around and make plays. Okay. So I don't feel like it affects him that much. But I do think if you're a young player like Jovic or Jaquez, it's complicated. It is. It's like, I mean, Jaquez is in Sacramento and it's like, okay, Jimmy's not there. We need you to take over. But this other game, well, you're going to be out there with Jimmy. So Jimmy's going to get those reps. And another game, Jimmy's not there, but we're going to feature Duncan more. I just think it's been really complicated for these guys to kind of just get comfortable because everybody's in and out. And that's why no matter who's out the rest of the season, I just want to see them have a consistent nine. Just like, okay, if like, let's say Kevin Love, I believe, is going to be back. But let's say Kevin Love's out. Okay. Let's say Tyler's out for the rest of the year, whatever it is. This is who our nine is. This is what your role is. They have not been able to do that this season. And that actually is a good place for us to kind of get into the injury report here, because they've got some interesting games coming up.
And now it's time for the official Five on the Floor injury report, sponsored by our friend Eric Rubenstein, the personal injury attorney. Born and raised in Lauderdale, Florida, lives in Miami, went to St. Thomas. He's a South Florida guy and a huge Miami Heat fan. But the important thing is he can help you get your money that you deserve when something happens to you. So reach out to our guy, Eric Rubenstein. Again, ericrubenstein.com, or ask about me. I got you on Instagram. And now, the injury report.
All right, as I mentioned, 33rd starting lineup of the year. 33rd. So basically one starting lineup for every two games this season. This one featured Patty Mills, who we didn't jinx him too badly. He played a lot of minutes tonight. He played more minutes in the first half than anybody else. I don't think Patty would have believed that was going to be the case on March 20th of the 35th year of his life. But here's who did not play tonight. So still no Kevin Love. I thought maybe he might join the team in Cleveland. He's still got a lot of friends and business in Cleveland. There was a day off in between. He didn't. So we'll see if he's back Wednesday. They've got interesting games coming up against pretty hot team. Pelicans been playing very well lately. Then they get the Cavs again, who may be a little healthier by then. We'll see if Mitchell's back. And then they get the Warriors. So they've got teams that are all playing for something coming into Miami over the next three. Hero, no real update there other than I'm not expecting to see him before the last week of the regular season at the earliest. But again, we'll see how that plays out. Duncan went back to Miami to see a back specialist. Spoelstra qualified him as day-to-day. It's never a good sign. We'll see what that comes in. Bam out now. This latest injury, what was it today? Was it not the hip again? What was it, Alex? Do we even know what
it was? This lower back.
Lower back this time. Okay, so lower back for Bam. And again, Jimmy played tonight. Let's just get into this. Alex, the one who came back, Jimmy, we've talked about his overall play. Did you see any limitations for him tonight? Because I thought he had pretty good bounce.
No, I thought he looked pretty – he, like, pretty spry out there for his standards regular season-wise, right? Like, he was out there making plays for steals. And like you mentioned before, I think finish of four steals. Like, that's usually a great sign that he's feeling good. And I thought – it seemed pretty effortless for him on the offensive side. Like it never felt like he was really pressing. And you know, there's plenty of guys with this Cavs roster with the way they are right now that he could pick on. And I think, you know, like smaller guys and even some of the bigger guys like Niang just can't keep up with him. And I thought he was getting to his points pretty easily. So no, I mean, everything from the, you know, with Jimmy to me was positive tonight. Like we had wanted to see him play good against good teams, and yeah, the Cavs are depleted, but like we've talked about on this episode, like this is a big game for them, even if it's not a playoff simulation. I'm sure Jimmy doesn't want to have to play the extra games too, and you know, with the playing games and all that. And you know, I know at the end of the day, like he'll do it. He doesn't care, right? He'll always think that he'd have a chance, but it's like, why put yourself in that position? And right. I think like you said earlier, he did just enough, right? Like he didn't have like an amazing game, but he was like just enough to get you through. And then Terry is just kind of the one who took it home. But and then Jovic, I thought Jovic played pretty well too. So it's definitely good that you got those guys back and playing well with Bam going out, because it's obviously just a huge loss there. And already with Love and Hero out, and now Duncan as well. So, you know, but they shot 36% from three tonight. Like that is a win. 13 of 36 for the Heat from three with like the guys that they had missing is a win.
Also that one shot from Jimmy, I just wanted to say real quickly that the one shot from Jimmy, like with 40 seconds left where he like had to readjust the ball and shoot that baseline fadeaway. Like that probably won't get talked about because we're talking about those Terry shots late, but like that's a very tough shot, like to hit in that point in the game. So like he delivered when it mattered.
I mean, when he comes back, you realize how good he is when he's engaged. I just, you know, this whole thing is built on him. It's all built on him. Like that's, we've talked about other stuff the whole year. It does not matter if he's not on the court, not healthy, and not engaged. It just the whole other thing falls apart. Let me throw a question at you here, Brady. Obviously, Bam is critically important. We know that. We'll see what his injury status is, and obviously, we're not expecting Tyler to be back for these next three of the homestand. If I was to say to you, you can get one back here, one back, Love or Duncan, for the next three games. Because I know how you felt about Kevin Love's absence and how that's hurt this team. But put the pieces together here. Who do they need more right now? Or does it depend on whether Bam is healthy or not?
It's Duncan. It's Duncan right now. I think they just – I look at these games, like they're not going to be able to gritty their way. Not like actually – when I say gritty, it feels weird that it is. they can't use that grit throughout the game.
Is that two T's or two D's? I think you can use it as a verb if it's two D's, but not if it's two T's, although you just invented that. But that's
or the odds on Ethan knowing what that means.
I didn't know. I looked at Alex. I know
everything. You guys don't think I know. So that's it. Did you see my hat? I got this hat. This is my daughter. Well, hold on. I'll show you. Have I shown you this hat before? I'm old, but I'm like cool old. There you go.
Oh man, that's the oldest thing you've ever done.
Anyway,
I'll just say, I think it's just because of the spacing stuff. Like they legit need him to score. They're not going to be able to have these Terry bailout moments, and they're definitely not going to have Jimmy scoring 30 every night for them in the regular season. They need Duncan Robinson to open up the offense. And look, there was like three pockets of this game where they legit just almost threw the game away. It was the final 2 minutes of the first quarter, the final 2 minutes of the second quarter, and then there was like a minute span in the fourth where they gave up like back-to-back threes in like 20 seconds. Like it was like 6 points like that. You just can't have that. Like so the Duncan would kind of be the guy that you'd ideally want back. And look, the back injury thing is a scary thing just because it comes and goes. Like it's just you don't know when it's going to come back. So I think if I could just have one guy back healthy, it'd be Duncan.
For a shooter too, like for a shooter, like a back injury for a shooter who's running more on the court than pretty much anybody else, too, and running through screens, taking contact. People don't think of it that way because he's not a high volume finisher at the rim, but he's creating contact to find shots. And it's not an ideal situation. Like, to me, I saw that. I'm like, just don't be a herniated disc. Don't be something that's serious. We don't want to get one of those press releases, you know, the ones that come at a certain point. I think I jinxed him because what did I call him? The Careful. Most consistent, reliable performer on the team, and he went out right after. So I'm not going to say anything else about it going forward. We'll see which of the guys is back for Wednesday night. Three of us will all be there on Wednesday night. Friday night against the Pelicans. First time that Jimmy's going to see the Pelicans since that little skirmish. So we'll see what he has for Jose Alvarado and the rest of that crew. And then Golden State, Cleveland and Golden State coming up. So again, an interesting homestand. There are no great teams that the Heat are playing going forward, but there's a lot of good teams, and the Heat have had trouble with good teams this year. We know that, although they did beat the Pelicans last time. All right, thanks to Alex. Thanks to Brady. Thanks to our sponsors, insurancebylynette.com. We'd love to hear it. She got another client today from us. If you want to reach out to her, you absolutely should. Life insurance, car insurance, homeowners insurance, any of that stuff, she can take care of you. Insurancebylynette.com. And our friend Eric Rubenstein, if anything goes wrong, we hope it doesn't, reach out to him. Join the Discord. Off the Floor. I'm contractually obligated to say that, or Alex fires me. Have a good night, everybody. That's right.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.